Hey, welcome back to God News You Can Use. I'm Corey Reynolds. So glad you're here, and I'm so glad when you share this good news with other people, because we know that good news is even better when we give God all the glory. Thus, God News You Can Use. And this week's edition is going to be fun. I'm going to start it off with something courageous and strong, and it comes out of Houston, Texas. And it's pretty amazing. It's about Kevin Holland, who was sitting in a restaurant with his uncle, some family members, and they were just enjoying dinner when they heard sort of a commotion behind them. And they thought it was something maybe different than their ears were telling them.
There's some people behind us. They're having a birthday party. So we were figuring, you know, get a little loud, but putting my cup down and you hear a big bang. And it's like, all right, I'm thinking like, all right, they should pop some champagne. They're turning up back there.
But it wasn't exactly a birthday party. And Kevin, he is not exactly your usual restaurant patron. He happens to be an MMA fighter, and he knew exactly what he had to do.
I turn to look over, and you see a couple of the workers running, and you just see the look on their face. You know, it's like they're scared, you know, it's like fear. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what this is. Somebody's obviously shooting. So I go around, you know, get behind him. I pull the guy into my lap, put in a rear naked choke. So just sat on top of him until, you know, until the cops came, law enforcement.
Like it's nothing. That's what I love about this story. He had his family with him, his uncle and some friends and family. One of the women at his table had this to say when all was said and done.
Well, I'm actually very proud and thankful that someone I was with was that brave enough to go take down the shooter.
Indeed, because most of us, we would have been running the other way. But Kevin did something pretty amazing. In fact, on social media, he's being called Batman, right place, right time. I think there's a God element in this. We love the movie, we love the comic books, but let's give God all the glory. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And Kevin was not only brave enough and strong enough to take down that bad guy, he still had to pay his bill.
You know, that guy was apprehended and we were able to, you know, pay the bill and go home and call it a night.
If there's any follow-up to this story, and I didn't hear about this part, but I'm almost sure it's true. The restaurant comped his dinner and said free meals for a year. Just putting that idea out there just in case. And that is God News You Can Use. Story number one today as we head to story number two. And this is such a sweet story. I mean, it's got sugar and honey all over it. It's so good. It comes out of Georgia, and it's about a mom. Her name is Jessica. She's home with her brand new baby boy. And I remember this feeling well as a mother of two sons, especially with my first one, my oldest, my firstborn, being at home for the first time. And life is so different, but it's so wonderful because you're so happy to be a mom and have this beautiful, precious little child in your arms and in your care. And it's everything. And you thank God for that. But then you have one of those days where you feel like you're all alone, and it would be nice to have some company, maybe grandma or mom over or somebody to help you out. But you're just having these feelings, and it's not such a great day. And on top of it all, it's the holidays and you miss people and you're feeling a little bit blue. But then the UPS guy shows up with a package at your front door. The package is just half the fun, because what he was about to say into the Ring door cam changed everything for Jessica. And here it is.
If this is the It's a Boy house, I hope all is going well with your newborn. I had a child around the same time you guys did, and I just hope everything is going good. God bless. Happy holidays.
So I just happened to play back the message and saw what he had said and was completely blown away. I felt like in that moment was exactly when I needed encouragement.
And isn't that just how God works? It's God's timing. And Jessica did exactly what I would have done. Put it on social media, of course.
Within 24 hours, the video started getting a ton of shares.
Everybody loved this story. And I know you do too. That's why I'm sharing it with you with God News You Can Use today. And then they all got to meet.
What's up, baby Chancey? Hey, Miss Kitchen. What's up, Mr. Kitchen?
Hi. What's up?
Good to meet you.
Jessica. So we finally get to physically see Dallin and thank him in person for what his work words and encouragement meant to me just was everything.
And she needed that encouragement. And I know that feeling. I remember it well, being home alone with the baby. Everything is brand new and it came at the right time. God's timing is always perfect. And God's word, Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him.
Kindness is free. It makes me emotional.
just having a son myself and knowing how I want to raise him. Dallin's mom did an incredible job teaching him to just love people.
Oh man, that is beautiful. I love that story so much. And story number three along those very same lines, it's about people helping people. And this one coming out of Florida, North Florida, where Angel, who's going to introduce himself to you personally, will tell you a little bit about his story and how someone helped him out.
I'm Angel Serrano. I don't know if you guys seen me before, but I'm the gentleman that used to live with my family in a car for 2.5 years. As soon as the lady helped us get in here, what I did was I had a plan of action that I had to follow.
When a reporter did a story on the family, one woman who remains anonymous saw that story and decided to help. She said, "I am going to pay for an apartment, 1 year's rent, until you can get back on your feet." And that's exactly what she did. And that's exactly why Angel started making a plan. He even got a job. But it's the fact that he gives all glory to God that we really love about this God News You Can Use story today.
Thanks to the Lord, I got a great job. Is helping me pay for this place. Hopefully in the near future, we're getting ready to buy a home in the near future. And that's what kept us through. And now the yes part is that when you have faith, you could do anything. Anything.
Anything. I agree with you, Angel, and I think you are an angel. You're an inspiration. God's word today comes out of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. The story started with a Good Samaritan, somebody coming through for the family. And it's not over yet, but it got better as it went along, especially because when all is said and done, God gets the glory. He gets the credit. He gets the honor. He gets the praise. Amen. And I love Angel's amazing attitude. They're going to buy a house. They're going to buy a car. Oh yeah, they need to buy a new car. They actually got into an accident, but everybody was okay. However, the car that they were living in is gone, but Angel has a plan.
It was an old car, you know, and I'm a sentimental guy, so I really like connected with the vehicle.
I've done that myself. That is your God News You Can Use for today. I hope you enjoyed the stories. And this is what we love to do here with this podcast, is we love to find the stories that don't otherwise get told. But we also want to make sure that God gets all the glory. It's God News You Can Use. It's on Facebook. Like, follow, share there. Everybody needs good news. And catch up with the first 5 podcasts anytime at godnewsyoucannews.com. Thanks again. God bless. I'll see you next week with a brand new podcast every Friday.